Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
Glad everybody's here. Some really fun and interesting topic as we continue with the Akashic Records and accessing the records, bring present relationships in together. As we've been describing, you know, every relationship can be ultimately helpful, purposeful, hopeful, if we work it. And yeah, however, sometimes there's a difference between working with a relationship for the long haul, working through a relationship so that we learn the lessons that we need to learn to evolve spiritually for soul growth. And all relationships, every relationship that we're in, whether it's co-worker, whether it's husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, there are lessons that are to be learned in that relationship. That's why you've come together with that person. And some lessons we try to emulate another person, learning from them, taking on their traits, learning from them so that we can help other people, or some, you know, so that we can better deal with difficult people in a lot of instances. In other occasions, we have relationships that bring out the very best in us in order to deal with society at large, to bring out the very best in us. So how can we tell the difference between working with the relationship for the long haul versus working through the relationship, learning the lessons that we need to learn for our spiritual growth? What I've learned through my spiritual teachers and masters I've learned from, and what I teach my clients, is to think of it in these terms. Since the ultimate purpose of every relationship is for spiritual development, that's the ultimate goal, you need to ask yourself several questions when you're in a relationship. For example, does this relationship make me a better person? Does this relationship challenge and stretch me? Does this relationship encourage me to become more balanced and become a better, more giving person? And does this relationship bring out the best in me? And in order to maintain a relationship for the long haul and learn the lessons that you need to learn in order to grow, you have to be able to answer yes to all of those questions. And if you're in a relationship and you're asking these questions, if you're answering no to any of them, then there are lessons there that you need to learn. You haven't learned them. So those are very, very important questions that you need to ask in any relationship. However, you know, as we work with those lessons and transform our own perceptions, while transforming, we're transforming ourselves in the process, helping ourselves, and therefore we can help the other person. And going back to something I said a couple of meetups ago, is that many of the problems that I have seen over the year with couples that come to me for reading and consultations is that each individual likes to tell their partner what they need to be working on, and that's not the way it should be. Instead, you know, you should be aiding and assisting your partner in helping them, not telling them what they should be doing, but just aiding and assisting them in their growth. And again, not taking responsibility either. We're all responsible for learning our own lessons, but helping them learn, because you're helping yourself grow in the first place. But, you know, don't take on responsibility. It's like we talked about when you're looking at a situation, observing it, but don't absorb the energy. Talked a lot about that. So with this in mind, whenever we focus on our other partner with what that partner needs to learn, then we need to stop and go back and say, okay, what am I supposed to be learning from this circumstance? You know, you need to stop and ask yourself that. And how can I learn the lessons that I need to learn in order to help my partner? My partner needs help, but until I help myself, I can't help my partner. And you shouldn't even try. Often my clients, both male and female, they'll come to me, they're in a difficult relationship, and ask, well, how can I help my husband or my wife become a better husband or a better wife? How can that be? What I'll do is I'll do a short reading on them, and then I'll have my clients close their eyes and have them envision and imagine what their ideal spouse would be like. What would your wife be like, ideally, and or your husband be like? How would your spouse say that their spouse should act during the course of a day? What would your ideal spouse be doing during the day? As soon as my client has his list, then what I'll do is I'll advise them to take that list and start acting that way. And if they do that, it always works. It always ends up that they eventually they become a better person for their partner, and their partner's there, the type of person they were always looking for, because what happened? You change yourself. That's why the Akashic Records pull us together in these relationships to make that happen. What to suggest is that what's most important in a relationship is focusing on ourselves so that we know what we want to do in the relationship. Trying to learn from this experience, lessons in every relationship. And with this in mind, I encourage you to make some lists. I do them every day. It's one of the things that I do every day because it helps me so much. You make a list. What would your partner say his or her ideal spouse would be like? And write some things down. Think about it and write it down. What would my company say that their ideal employee would be like? And think about that and write that down. Because you can make a change in your company by doing that. You know, what would my children say their ideal parent would be like? And write things down. I mean, that's a very powerful change when you do that and spend some time doing that. And begin acting on those lists. Don't just make the list, but when you have the list, begin acting in that manner. And you'll see some major changes, some great changes. It really transforms yourself into being the best person that you can be when you take the time to do that and make those lists. And now, switching to dreams. Now, I'm going to caution with the dreams. We're in the coming Meet Us with the Akashic Records, we're going to get into dreams a little bit heavily, but I really, unless we have a private appointment, I really don't like to answer dream questions because they're really involved. But with dreams, it gives us a lot of insight as we talked into our past lives. But they can also provide us a lot of insight into our present life as well. Dreams and some of the challenges that we're facing and bringing them to light. One of the readings I had a while ago is a woman brought her 18-year-old son to me. And he went to college for 6 months, dropped out of college, and she said he's stuck. He doesn't know what to do. I don't know how to help him. But he keeps having these dreams, and I really think that these dreams have a lot to do with the problem of him being stuck. So I asked him to describe the dreams to me. And what he would describe is that he would be barefoot in his backyard, and then the yard would turn to cement, and he would get stuck. And he couldn't move. You know, stuck, just totally unable to move. So in dreams, backyards means our past, and there's something that you're hiding, you're hidden. In addition, when you're walking around barefoot, that means you're vulnerable. That's a clear sign that you're vulnerable. And so my intuition told me that this boy was doing something that he was hiding from public view. And I kept saying to myself over and over again, stuck in the lawn. Stuck in the lawn, stuck in the lawn. What does that mean? Stuck in the lawn. And then my intuition told me to switch that, you know, stuck in the grass, stuck in the grass. Kept saying that to myself. So I looked at him and I asked him if he smoked marijuana. And his wife really came, he does not, absolutely he does not do that. And I asked the boy Stephen and he goes, yeah, I do. I could tell immediately what that was, is that was his subconscious mind trying to illustrate why he was being stuck in his present life. That was because of vulnerability of the grass, and it made him totally cemented in where he was. You know, the addiction to smoking that, and dependent on marijuana, and he got the information. It was his subconscious mind trying to bring that out and tell him that through a dream. And so this gave them both a lot of insight into what his problem was. And coming months, got over that and changed what he was doing. But that's what dreams can do. They're very, very powerful. You know, dreams really, really give us a lot of messages because there's something going on in our life that gives us insight that we need to work on. And that's what dreams bring. And again, writing out a question. If you have something that's troubling you and you write out a question to that and just put it on your nightstand before you go to bed, it really triggers the subconscious and the spirit guides the angels to go to work. And after a few nights, dreams will start coming to you when you do that. But make sure that you have a notepad by your bed so that if the dream wakes you up, then you write it down. Because if you don't, it's lost. It's gone. Or if you don't wake up, when you wake up in the morning, first thing, you will get recollections of it. Write it down immediately or it'll be lost. So make yourself a little dream notebook or notepad. It'll really, really do wonders for you. Yeah, it can be a feeling, a theme, anything, you know, it means something. You don't dream by accident. It means something if you dream. And very often, insights in a dream give us insights into our present life. And this is just one example how dreams can be helpful, because they give us perspective in our past lives and what's happening often in the present. For example, as I mentioned one of the previous meetup, if we're dreaming about ourselves in a certain time period or a certain place, whether it be Egypt or England, there's a good chance we had past lives there. If you keep dreaming about that. And dreams can be helpful in understanding our relationships in present terms, our career, our finances, our physical health. For example, if you ever dream about eating a salad, that's a clear sign that you are being told you need to change your eating habits. They give you messages. It's important because Edgar Cayce said this, that nothing of significant ever happens to us without it first being foreshadowed in a dream. And that's very, very true. And oftentimes we wake up, we recognize an experience, it's like deja vu. It happens. And so it all comes down back to we learn most about ourselves through our interactions with others. For example, how many people do you know that say to themselves, I've lived this way all my life, I can't change? Or they've been married for 30, 40 years, and it's like, this relationship's been going on for so long, that's the way it's going to be. It's not going to change. Well, Edgar Cayce also said that the truth is a growing thing. One of the stories that I wanted to go over is Edgar Cayce used to tell a story a lot when he'd do a class at his hospital on the weekends. This is a story that he liked to tell, and I like it too, so I want to tell it to you. That there was a very happy couple. They were married for 30-some years, and they went to church every Sunday, very active in church. The wife got sick and she died, and it devastated her husband. He was totally broken, and he had engraved on her tombstone, "The light of my life has gone out." And so over a few years of time, the husband, he met another woman at church, and they started to date, and they started to get very close to the point where they were going to get married. But she said that, "I can't marry you because the engraving on your wife's tombstone about the light of your life having gone out, I really have a problem with that. And I don't think we can get married if that's the way that you feel." So he thought about it for a few days, and he asked her out again, and so she reluctantly agreed to go out one more time, and he took her up to the cemetery. Nice day, right? Going to the cemetery? And he got her out of the car, took her to the wife's grave, and the engraving, he had someone come out and add to the engraving, "The light of my life has gone out, but I've struck a new match." And, so the moral of the story is that we always have to be in the frame of mind that we're never too old to learn. We're never too old to change things. That's not what life is meant to be. And that's what the Akashic Records, we say they're interchangeable, because they bring us together to constantly be learning. And so we can always learn more, no matter who we are or where we're at. We can always learn more. And going back to one of the main premises of the Akashic Records is we learn most about ourselves through our interactions with others. And very often that comes up in what's called a mirror analogy. This is where we meet people in our lives, we draw to the people that we need to learn something from, that are going to teach us lessons. If we have to, in terms of strength, if they push our buttons, they're trying to bring out our weaknesses that we have to learn from. If they are people that we admire, then there are traits that we have inside of us that we just haven't developed. So people are always trying to teach us. That's why the Akashic Records brings us together. And things that we need to work on act like a mirror. And so if you want to know what you need to work on, look at the people in your life that you can't stand, that drive you crazy. That's what you need to work on. And if you want to see what you have to work with, your strengths, then look at the people that you really admire, that really, you want to emulate, because you have those inside of you already. That's why those people are there. So the two ironclad laws of the universe, the law of attraction and the law of cause and effect. These laws, what they do is they pull together what we need to learn in the present so that, you know, the people that are drawn to us, you know, in the Akashic records. And often, you know, two people, they'll come together and they'll clash. One story that I want to go over with you is a case study I pulled from one of Sylvia Brown's readings. Bear with me one second. It was two people that were very improbable in coming together. He was from Morocco. She was from California. And the odds of them coming together were like, you know, slim and none. But they both had an interest in music. She was enrolled at UCLA, and he got accepted at UCLA. So as she described it to Sylvia, she said the minute she saw him, because he came into her class, she was tutoring him, she immediately knew that he was the one. They were going to get married. She knew it immediately. So what happened was they hit it off. They had an awful lot in common. They both loved people. They both loved to teach. They both loved music. They were very spiritual, both of them. So they decided to get married. And she talked him into going to see Sylvia for a reading. And Sylvia said that they had been together in two past lifetimes, one in England, one in ancient Egypt. They had been together, but never stayed together. They had never worked out the lessons that they needed to learn, so they never really hit it, but they were together and tried it. And so she said, you'll have some things to work out, but you were drawn together for this reason, that the Akashic Records brought you together. So they got married, and with all their love and, you know, all the things they had in common, all of a sudden they found out a lot about each other. He was very controlling. He was very demanding, very structured. He made everybody in the family set daily goals for themselves. Very, very, controlling along that measure. He had a very bad temper. He had trouble holding down a job because if his boss, he didn't like his boss, he just up and quit. So this caused some financial hardships for them. And, you know, she was the exact opposite. She was very go with the flow. You know, just everything will work itself out. And they just clashed. And they both decided, well, this is not working. It's not going to work. We're going to get a divorce. So they went to see Sylvia before that happened, and she said, this is what happened in your past lifetime. You need to work through it. And so they decided to stick it out and work through it and, you know, become better people in the process. So what she taught him was got him to be less controlling, more relaxed, more patient. You know, not so much as far as everything has to be in detail. And he taught her that if you don't have goals and intentions and have some sort of structure, you're never going to get any place. You don't know where you're going. So they ended up starting a music business, a recording studio, and they taught people from all over the world. And they were inseparable. They learned their lessons. They were inseparable. And when he developed cancer later in life, Sylvia said that one of the things he said to her is he said, I'm not afraid of dying, but I'm afraid of losing you. And she said, we've been past lives together. We came from two parts of the worlds in this lifetime to come together. We'll find each other again. And that tells us about working through a relationship, you know, for the long haul. Learning the lessons you need to learn, because as we've talked about before, you're going to keep repeating those lessons until you learn them. That's just what the universe and the Akashic Records do. They keep putting the same people back in over and over again until we learn those lessons. You cannot escape it. So it goes back. If you have the choice to learn the lesson now or later, learn it now. It's much easier to learn that lesson now. And, you know, that often, as in this story, two people that come together, they clash, they rub each other the wrong way, and I can't stay in this relationship, it's never going to work out. But if they agree to keep working on it, working through it, they become a better person in the process.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.